When can you start doing push-ups again if you have hallux rigidus? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Today's episode actually comes from one of the YouTube videos, and it was specifically a comment that someone posted on one of the videos that was actually called Five Worst Exercises for Hallux Rigidus. The question was really simple, and this came from Matt, but he actually asked, well, when can you resume doing push-ups? It's a great question, but the answer is really simple. Any athlete with hallux rigidus should be able to safely resume push-ups when either, number one, your doctor says it's safe, or number two, something has changed in the condition of your foot such that you're certain you're not going to make the condition worse by doing push-ups. And this is true for all the exercises I've talked about, where push-ups in particular, where a certain injury might get worse. This is true of plantar plate sprains. It's true of hallux rigidus. It's true of lots of different things. The issue is this: hallux rigidus, technically speaking, is where the big toe joint is actually completely rigid. But that's the diagnosis code that's used by most physicians when they see you. So even if you have hallux limitus, which is the sort of beginning stages of that, where the joint still moves, but it's starting to get more and more painful, the more you move it, the more it's going to hurt if you jam the joint in a way that is pathologic or harmful. So what do you have to do? Well, if you loosen the joint up, if you've been doing exercises, stretching, you've been doing physical therapy or something, and you've actually gotten better motion in the joint, and it doesn't hurt when you push it up and you impact the areas where the cartilage was previously damaged, well, it may be safe for you to do push-ups then. But if it's still in that same kind of condition where you're basically jamming the joint every time you do a push-up, you're going to definitely make it worse over time. And that's why I say you've got to either have clearance from your doctor, or you've got to be sure that you've actually improved the condition of the joint so that it's not going to cause trouble. The only other circumstance is if you have end-stage hallux rigidus, meaning it doesn't move at all. There's so much bone formed around it, it is completely rigid and it doesn't move. That's what a fusion is. So when you have surgical fusion for hallux rigidus, you get basically the end stage of hallux rigidus. It's completely fused, it doesn't move, it doesn't wiggle, it doesn't hurt. In that case, you can do all the push-ups you want, but you don't want to wind up in that circumstance just because you were doing push-ups in a way that was actually aggravating the condition of the joint and making it worse over time. If you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode.
If you're a runner with an occasional aching pain in your big toe joint, you may have been told you have this condition called hallux limitus or hallux rigidus. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I have hallux limitus and I run a lot, and I'm betting you can too. So what I've created for you is a video called Hallux Rigidus Essentials for Runners. It's at the bottom of the show notes page for this episode. Now, in this free video, you're going to learn the differences between hallux limitus and hallux rigidus, the two worst times I jammed my big toe joints and caused a problem, one technique to calm down an angry big toe joint fast, why some doctors say hallux rigidus is a death sentence for runners, and the strategies I use to keep running even with hallux rigidus. I don't think hallux limitus has to limit your running, and I don't like it when doctors put limits on us. So, to make the video easier to find, you can just go to docontherun.com/nolimitus. Go get it now.